Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
...104.1 FM KMOX, Chris and Amy, we are glad you're with us today, and we're also happy to have SLU men's basketball coach Josh Schertz in studio with us coming up here at Schlafly Bottle Works in Maplewood. In fact, it's tomorrow evening. The Billikens will have the Bold, the last decade. It is the Billikens of the last decade. It's a really great event at the brewery. There are beer samples and appetizers and all kinds of stuff. And men's basketball coach Josh Schertz is going to be there. It's good to have you in studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me in. I'm excited about tomorrow night as well. That'll be fun. Anytime you get a bunch of beer, good people, and some good drinks, I'm in.
So it'll be a nice to unwind, but before, you know, leading up to this and then after, you've got a lot going on because the college basketball season is still months away. A lot of preparation before that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, everybody's like, what do you guys do in the off season? You know, like the season ends and you go in. But no, it's the summer is a tricky time because you have your players here and you're allowed to work with them. You get 8 hours a week with them. And then you're also recruiting, and there's recruiting windows. So there's like a 3-day window in May, a couple 3-day windows here in June, and then some 4-day windows in July where you practice, and leave out on a Wednesday night, and you start on Thursday at 8 a.m. and you're Thursday through Sunday, you're traveling and watching games, and then you fly back home Sunday night and you're back with your team Monday morning. And so that's there's a couple pockets of that in July and then these pockets here in June. So it is super busy. You're balancing your current team, which is your priority, the guys that are there, getting them ready, but you also have to be ready in terms of, you know, what you're doing in 2026 and 27 in terms of getting in front of those recruits and making sure they see you, you evaluate them. And so we have this window of time, but June and July are extraordinarily busy for college basketball, even if most of it, I would say, is kind of invisible stuff that people don't see.
How big is the team of people that you need to do all of that? Because, I mean, you've got to worry about coaching, you worry about recruiting, but you have to have other people who are helping you recruit as well if you're thinking about next year and the year after that in advance. Yeah.
No, we do. We have a big staff. We have six full-time assistants that work, and then we have two others that are I think two or three other graduate assistants that are around and help. And then of course you got all your support staff people like your strength coach and your athletic training and medical people. So it's a big organization when you really look at it. And it takes a lot of people. You got just like on any team, you got guys that are really focused on recruiting and that year round on our staff. And they don't maybe have as many basketball responsibilities. Then you got the guys who have a lot of basketball responsibilities, have less recruiting responsibilities. But there's an overlap for everybody in terms of the basketball and the recruiting. We don't have a de facto GM or something like that, but we do have guys that, hey, all year round they're able to travel and go because they don't have, maybe it's the same scouting responsibilities and stuff like that. So it frees them up to be on the road, travel, do that stuff throughout the year where, like, for me, my time is limited to certain windows. Once the season starts, once we get into real practice in October, you know, I don't ever leave. I don't ever miss practice to go recruiting. Yeah. So I'll do stuff in St. Louis or in an area where I can, or an off day.
Yeah.
But I never miss practice to be on the road. And we have staff that does that.
So you have that staff. So obviously you have a pool of recruits. Does the final decision fall on you of which ones you're going to go visit or pursue?
Yeah. So, yeah, and there's, you know, everybody has input. We really try to do it collaboratively. But at the end of the day, you know, yeah, I'm the final decision maker on if we're going to, you know, sign somebody or not. So that way, if they stink, there's no, I can't
absolve myself. Blame somebody else.
Yeah, nobody can. I can't blame anybody. If the players are bad, there's nowhere to turn. I signed off on every guy.
That'd be a great press conference response. Like, that was not, I didn't want him, but
I didn't want that guy. I
mean, that was Billy. I told Billy no.
The assistants wanted him. I don't know. I mean,
how often does it happen though that maybe one of your assistants finds somebody and is like, you got to take this guy, and good or bad. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, well, if you believe that strongly in him, then we're going to go with it. Whatever the outcome is. Does that happen often?
I would have to believe the same way. It usually happens more often than not that they believe in something or someone and I don't. And I wind up saying no. So I know I frustrate my staff a lot because I'm very particular about the player and the person. I always say, I know it sounds like cliche, but you're recruiting people first, player second. And you got to get both things right.
You ever been wrong?
A lot.
Where you're like, no on this guy, and then he goes and
then
dominates
someone. He's great. And so I've had, you know, we could do hours of shows of guys I screwed up on and miss. But, you know, but I tell the staff this too, and I believe this, like, and it's the same thing in the NBA or any professional sport, college, where you're like drafting or recruiting. You don't get fired because you miss on good players. You get fired because you take bad players, right? Like, missing on good players doesn't hurt you unless you don't sign other good players.
Right.
Right? Like, so if you miss, it's not the misses that kill you. It's taking bad players that kill you, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you don't take a good player, I'm guessing that the higher-ups don't realize that you had a chance at getting them, right? So it's a little different than you brought in this dude and he's not very good.
When our boss gets fired, it will be our fault.
That'll be quite an accomplishment for us.
We're the ones that got him fired.
Yeah. Brought him down. No, see, there you go. It rolls downhill. No, I think like when you're evaluating players, you know, you can miss and not take a guy.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like maybe they turn out to be better than you thought. And that happens all the time. And guys turn out to sometimes be worse than you thought. But the issue where people, you know, screw up is where they either get the person wrong or the player. Maybe the player is good enough, but the person's not good enough.
So and in some ways, you know, this is something of, I guess, from the higher ups, not taking a good player. It's like erring on the side of caution. We just don't know. We erred on the side of caution. Taking someone who doesn't pan out, it's like, oh, you actively made the wrong decision, which I know coaches have this in games where you could make just maybe a risky call or a crazy call or play or whatever it may be. And if it works out, the coach is a hero and a genius. If it doesn't work out, what was he thinking? You had moments like that in a game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, thousands of people criticize you or you're a genius based on a lot of stuff that just randomly either happened or didn't happen. You know, like you call a bad play and a guy makes a remarkably hard shot. And everybody goes, oh, that was such a brilliant play. Or you generate a wide open one, the guy misses it. Like, he's an idiot. You know, why'd he do that? And the same thing in recruiting. I think that's a part of the deal, you know, is it's changed in this era of, you know, I spent most of my career D2, which was awesome because there really wasn't a lot of, like, outside external noise. Mm-hmm. There wasn't, like, you know, I remember my career, Twitter wasn't a major thing, and certainly people didn't have Twitter D2 guys. And,
yeah, right.
You know, and so, like, you weren't getting these, like, when I was first learning how to coach, like, there wasn't all this judgment. I don't know how people do that in the crucible of, like, you know, what it's become. But, you know, it's like I tell, you know, I tell my staff this, I tell the players this, like, you know, we live in a world where everybody has a platform and there are so many opinions. There are so few informed opinions on any subject. Right. Like, I mean, there are so many opinions and so few informed opinions, you know, I mean, they just have no clue.
It's a Dunning-Kruger effect, isn't it?
Well, you just look at like years ago, right? During COVID, everybody was an epidemiologist.
Yeah.
Where everybody's an expert on Middle East affairs. Everybody's an expert on whatever the topic of the day is. So, and they're an expert on your team or what you should have done. And certainly coaches, make tons of mistakes. I told the players that, like, I'll make more mistakes than any player. I have more decisions to make than any player, right? I got to who to sub, who to play, mm-hmm. what we're running, right? Like, I'm going to screw up more than any player will. And I know that going in, you know, I'm not going to be perfect. I'll do the best I can to be as good as I can be in the role I have for the team. But, you know, that's a part of it. And so the judgment that comes with that, or people that, you know, you get criticized. You know, I have, you know, one of my two favorite quotes in the world is the man in the arena quote, you know, mm-hmm. by Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, and that you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And then everybody else can sit there and judge and say what you should have done or didn't do, or how you could or how they would have done it. But they're not doing it. And the same thing for our players. Like, when they get judged or guys criticize the kids for they should have done this or I would have done that or how they do not play well, and get, like, try going out there in front of 20,000 people with the media and just playing and see how perfect, you know, you would be in that same circumstance.
You know, you're talking about recruiting character. And this is an interesting idea to me, because I still think if you've got a player whose character is questionable, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a bad player. Correct. For you. And I'm a Bears fan, and I'm thinking of this guy named Jalen Carter, who pre-draft was, he doesn't work hard. And he is absolutely dominating offenses. He's dominant.
Yep.
And the Bears passed on him because pre-draft issues. So, like, how do you know if a guy is going to either grow up, or maybe everything you've heard about him is just not true?
Yeah.
That's got to be the most difficult part.
It's the most difficult. I mean, the whole thing is an inexact science. What you're trying to do in recruiting, to me, the way I look at it is, you know, you're handicapping the odds of something being successful, right? I mean, that's the best you can do. Because you're really handicapping. Like, if you knew, that would be great. You know, mm-hmm. if you knew, man, Jalen Carter is going to be this, then it would take all the science out of it, right? Mm-hmm. It would be just, hey, we're right to it. We know this 100% guaranteed. I think everything, there's so many variables you got to look at when you're looking at people. And we try to talk to a lot of people. I think you want to get as much information as you can, even if that information is different, you know, even if it doesn't line up. But the more information you have, the more people you can talk to, the more varied perspectives that you have, even if it's not congruent, you can start to piecemeal it together. Then the biggest piece is spending time with that person, bringing them to campus and sitting down with them and then laying out who you are as a pro. Because it's not always about, you know, how, like you said, there's kids who, you know, people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they get a bad rap, or maybe people watch them and what they see on the field or the court is not a representation of who they are, the kind of teammate they are. So we try to talk to as many different people, teammates of the kid, because I think they give you the best idea of who somebody is, because coaches may have an agenda, you know, opposing coaches, whatever, they don't know them as well. Teammates know the kid as well as anybody. That speaks to, like, you don't ask them, you know, hey, tell me about this kid necessarily. You might say, hey, you know, a teammate of his, who are your leaders?
Yeah.
And they might give you three guys. Maybe he's not one of them. Say, who else? Who are your hardest workers? Who are guys that were your best competitors? And you try to, and if nobody says him, that would be a red flag, right?
Right,
they
exactly.
Bring up, you know, that he was one of them. So I think you're trying to handicap odds, and you're trying to figure out, will it work? Won't it work? And if it doesn't work, like, is it a way that, like, he's just himself going to not fail? Or and that's one thing I ask everybody when I talk about a kid is, like, if he was to fail here, why would that be? Right? Like, if this kid was to not work out here, they always say, well, he's going to work out. But if he didn't, what would the reason be that he would fail? And you want to hear why, because they got to give you something.
Right.
And so, to me, you're handicapping.
Maybe there's an element they haven't had in their lives yet.
Right. It might be that, hey, they just, whatever the case may be. But you got to always figure out, and you're handicapping those odds. You're trying to do it with as much information in your hands as possible. And then you make the best decision. But you always bet on, you know, a locker room. To have a functional locker room, you have to have functional people.
Yeah.
You know, to have a functional team, you got to have people that still, you know, in this era with NIL and transfer portal and all the different stuff, that has changed. But what hasn't changed is, like, why teams win.
Yeah.
You right? I mean, it's still about relationships. It's still about guys that want to be a part of something bigger themselves. It's still about sacrifice and serving each other and tough-minded kids who are really competitive. Like, that, you could pay guys $1 billion. This stuff that wins for teams always will be the same stuff that wins. So it's just now figuring that out in this climate.
I was going to say, yeah, those conversations have to be different now. Like, you still have some of the core tenets of recruiting, but I'm sure the players are asking different questions than they would have before.
Well, players, now you have agents. That's a different layer to it, right? So there's a negotiation. So not only do I have to figure out when I'm recruiting a kid if we want them, then I got to figure out how much I'm willing to pay them based on what we have as a salary cap. So it's really, for me, what the percentage is worth, right? Because, I mean, if you had, you know, $20 million or $20,000, the percentages are different, but at the end of the day, you're working with a percentage of the money you have, right? So, you know, at a place like ours where you don't have bottomless resources, you have to be, you know, thoughtful about who you're paying and how much you're paying for players, and make sure you're doing right by them, but not overpaying. So that's a different layer to what it was, and it's a different layer as a coach in terms of, all right, now I got to figure out the financial piece of, yeah, I like this guy and we're willing to pay this. They want this, you know, is that, and that's really, those conversations happen with the agent and a lot of times. And at the end of the day, you know, you try to get to common ground there and figure out, you know, where we can be on that. And, you know, ultimately that has changed dramatically, and it's changed some in terms of what kids are looking for, but we're very upfront. We have like a culture document that, you know, showcases like and talks about who we are. What are our core values? What are our principles? What is our organization about? What could you expect when you get here? You know, when I tell guys in recruiting, because a lot of times in the portal, guys ask, you know, what's, you know, how much am I going to play? What's my role going to be? And I always tell them, like, if I could predict that, I would be doing stuff way more lucrative than coaching, right? I would be betting stocks or gambling on games. I'd be doing real cool stuff that wouldn't have to work. You know, I could just predict the future and not worry about it. So what I promise every recruit is the same. We're going to give you an unbelievable culture. We're going to give you a work environment where you could be your absolute best and find the best version of yourself. And you're going to get every opportunity and you will get everything you earn as a player. It won't be given to you, but it certainly will be held from you based on where you came from or what year you are, any of that stuff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Josh, just before we get to season tickets, because I know you're trying to get people out to the building this upcoming season, just don't bet on sports until you leave.
No, I will not.
Until you retire. Wait until you retire, and then
I know I can't predict the future because of all my mistakes in recruiting, so there's no worry about me betting.
Right.
So I can't. If I was a prof, yeah, I would be able to retire if I was able to prophesy and be predictive of everything that was going to happen.
Season tickets right now on sale?
Yeah, season tickets on sale. Please come out. I think we got a group that the city will be able to really wrap their arms around. We got guys that are, I think, super competitive, super relatable. Think they want to be a part of building St. Louis basketball. You know, we laid some seeds last year. You know, we were able to, you know, get to the NIT, and, you know, with a rough year with injuries and everything, we laid some great groundwork. I think this group is here to build on that. I think we have a chance to do something special, but the reality is, you know, we need that. We need the community. We need the fan base. The support we got towards the middle end of last year was terrific. It, you know, fans can really put the wind at your back, right? I mean, they can really make a difference. The energy, the atmosphere, people seeing it, that it matters. It really does put the wind at your back. We got a team that I think will be fun to watch. I think it'll represent the things that the community of St. Louis wants to have. I think it'll represent the city and the school in a first-class way. And so, please get your tickets. We're going to have, 10 non-conference home games. So hope is we'll have 19 between nice. A-10 and non-conference, 19 home games in Chaffetz. So a ton of chance to see our guys starting November 3rd against Southeast Missouri.
SLUBillikens.com. Look out for tickets. Go find them. Have fun tomorrow. Brewery tours with Bold. Billikens of the last decade. It'll be a good time at Schlafly Bottle Works in Maplewood. Thanks for coming in, Josh. We're going to talk again before the season starts.
Let's do it. I'd love to be back. Appreciate it.
Maybe we'll have you back every day.
There you go. It could be maybe the third, maybe the Chris, Amy, and Josh show.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Let's go.
And you know what I mean? I get a little bit. I'm in. If I can, this would be great part-time gig for me.
I think you'd be fantastic.
Yep.
We're going to put you to work full-time.
That's right.
Okay. Recruiting, coaching, watching tape, and then you're going to be here.
Doug Gottlieb's doing it. I mean, why not me, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Josh Schertz with us on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.